The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
And I'd have to say that's a lovely weather forecast this morning. Hello, and hope you're keeping well. I'm just wondering this morning, by the way, does PhoneWatch creating 230 new jobs mean there are more burglars around the place? And once again, I'm reminded this morning that hell hath no fury than a woman scorned. A woman in Philadelphia has just put her cheating husband up for sale on a website normally used for unwanted engagement and wedding rings. The woman, who has not been named, is seeking $9.99 for a man she describes lovingly as a dirtbag. No love lost there. Well, Irish singer Camille O'Sullivan, meanwhile, is just back from a tour of Brazil with the Royal Shakespeare Company, and she says she loved the local audiences. They wolf whistle the whole time you're on stage. How fantastic is that, Camille says. And she says she'd love to hear Irish crowds follow suit. I think we all need a good catcall from time to time, Camille says. What would the sisterhood think, though? And a red squirrel in England, meanwhile, has given birth to her 48th kitten in 7 years. She's clearly nuts, but she looks forward to Mother's Day. Well, from squirrels to ducks now, I'm joined on the line by Trevor White, who is the director of the Little Museum of Dublin. Trevor, good morning.
Morning, John.
And you've been busy doing things to the lamppost outside the museum. Tell us more.
Indeed. A couple of weeks ago, we realised that there was quite an unsightly piece of graffiti on the lamppost outside the museum here on St. Stephen's Green. We're working with an artist and illustrator called Orla Roach, and we come up with the idea together of simply removing the graffiti by creating a very small piece of art that Orla created. She's an extremely talented illustrator, and she's created a piece of art that doubles as a history lesson, and it tells the story of a man called James Carney, who was an internationally recognized duck breeder. Carney was the man who was in charge of the green during the Easter Rising. And every morning and every evening during the Rising, Carney insisted that the fighting stop so that he could feed his ducks.
Go away.
A true story, indeed. They were prize-winning ducks. And it's created a bit of a kerfuffle, this piece of art, which is also a piece of graffiti, it must be said, and probably won't last very long. But we're happy to... We're happy that Dubliners seem to like it, and it seems to have replaced, you know, the lamppost looks an awful lot prettier today.
Yes, you can describe it to us now in a moment. But Trevor, what was the unsightly graffiti on the lamppost?
It wasn't something that one could say on the radio,
I
in
see.
Truth.
I see.
But it was just something unpleasant, and it didn't need to be there. And I suppose, like our own intervention, it wouldn't have stayed there forever. It would have got painted over.
Yes.
And that's probably just as well, but we felt in the short term that it was probably no harm to colonise the lamppost.
Yes, so describe what Orla has created now on this lamppost. In fact, if anybody's driving by there this morning, it's pretty evident. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a picture of the green itself with the ducks in the green and surrounded by large houses. And it simply has the text written then, during the Easter Rising, the fighting in St. Stephen's Green stopped every morning so the groundskeeper could feed the ducks. And as I say, it is, you know, you could argue that it's simply a piece of graffiti, but it has a charm, and it's had a huge response online. It's been absolutely amazing. In the last 24 hours, a number of people who've responded very positively to it. So, as I say, I don't think it'll last forever, and I don't think it should last forever. You know, we didn't ask permission to do it. And I can well understand the powers that be deciding that it should be removed. But it certainly has a charm, and I think, if nothing else, it started a conversation about the value of public art and indeed civic interventions like this.
Yeah, well, we had a guest on the show recently talking to us about how wonderful it is to take in some of the murals and the street graffiti that has been created in Dublin at the moment. So this is another example of something creative on a lamppost that people normally wouldn't look at. Your worry is that the City Council would just intervene and say, sorry, can't do that, you can't do that.
Well, it's not that I'm worried. I could well understand the City Council. City Council have got a duty. They've got a legal obligation to ensure that the streets are clean, etc. And I think they do a terrific job, frankly. And we, you know, the City Council are among our patrons here in the museum. We wouldn't exist without them. So it's not that I'm worried per se. I just think it's inevitable. I suppose if people wanted to see it, however, it does create an imperative to come and see it quickly.
Yes.
And I should remind your listeners, John, while I'm at it, that there is half price admission for families all this week in the museum.
Good, because all the kids are on their breaks from their Easter breaks from schools. And how are things at the little museum? Going well, Trevor?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, we doubled our visitor numbers last year. And we just won the David Manley Award for Social Entrepreneurs. So it's a very exciting time. And then, of course, as some of your listeners will remember, we secured this Christy Brown archive last month, which is a great coup in conjunction with our partners in the National Library. So, yes, it's a very exciting time.
You're on a bit of a roll.
We are.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, I'm just looking at it here and I'm looking at the black and white printout of the lamppost, and it's something which I suppose you wouldn't envisage that a crowd would be gathered around it. It's very much something that would be taken in one-to-one, wouldn't it, really?
Oh, absolutely. It's a discreet intervention. It's not something that hordes of of tourists will descend upon. But at the same time, as I say, it has a charm, and we're very happy that... Dubliners seem to have taken to it.
Great. Well, listen, it's great to talk to you, Trevor, and continued success at the Little Museum. That's Trevor White there from the Little Museum of Dublin, and that piece of art can be seen if you're just driving past there now. Do a bit of rubbernecking and you'll see the ducks painted colourfully and the few words underneath explaining exactly what the bit of art is about. We'll be keeping things arty because in a moment we'll be finding out about Cubans learning the Uilleann pipes.
The John Murray Show on RTÉ Radio 1.